We're a little late today, but anyway, welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Let's kick things off with some diplomatic action today. U.S. and Russian officials just wrapped up talks in Riyadh. Reuters says they spent all day hashing out a possible ceasefire in the Black Sea, tied to the Ukraine mess. It's a narrow focus, calming the waters, not the whole war, but it's got folks watching closely. What's the deal? The Associated Press reports this kicked off after Trump's call last week to Putin and Zelensky. Today's meetings aim to build on that. Fox News says the idea is simple: stop Kiev and Moscow from clashing at sea. Maybe set the stage for a bigger peace talks. No deal signed yet. Reuters notes Russia downed 227 Ukrainian drones in the last 24 hours, so tensions aren't exactly cool. State's Tammy Bruce told reporters this afternoon, it's a step more to come. How's it landing? The Daily Caller says some see it as a start. Could ease shipping risks. Ex-posts show hope for less chaos. Russia's Gregory Karasin called it creative today, per the Blaze. Hints at progress, but CNN's got analysts like ex-ambassador John Herbst on this afternoon saying it's fragile. Russia's still hitting hard. The Washington Post adds Ukraine's worry. Wanting land promises, not just sea quiet. Both sides are in. Small win or a shaky pause. All right, here's a tense one from today as well. Greenland's not happy with the U.S. at all. The Guardian says Prime Minister Mute Ijede went off this afternoon about a planned visit from National Security Advisor Usha Vance and Representative Mike Waltz, calling it a power play after Trump's annexation talk. It's stirring up a diplomatic mess. What's going on? The Associated Press reports the trip set for later this week, tied to Trump's January comments about maybe annexing the Danish territory. Fox News says Edege told Greenlandic paper Sørsmestayetak today, what's Waltz doing here? It's interference. Denmark sent extra police to Nuuk yesterday. Reuters pegs it as dozens, prepping for protests like the one shouting, Greenland's ours. What's the split? The Blaze notes some in the U.S. say it's routine security talks, not a land grab. Ex-posts back that, citing Thule Air Base ties. But NPR's got Edge's angle. This feels aggressive, he said, pointing to Trump's rhetoric. New York Times says locals marched to the U.S. consulate this morning, 100 strong. CNN adds Denmark's caught in the middle, wants calm but can't ignore the noise. Both sides are firm. Diplomacy or dominance? All right, let's dive into something big. Trump's ice crews are making waves again, this time hitting Chicago hard. Fox News says they've deported nearly 4,000 illegal immigrants since last Monday, with a fresh raid yesterday nabbing over 500 in the Windy City alone. It's part of a security push, but it's stirring up a storm. What's the latest? Reuters reports the total climbed from 3,550 Sunday to 3,950 by yesterday afternoon. Border czar Tom Homan updated, saying Chicago's a hotspot. Over 1,300 total had records. The Associated Press says the sweep started at dawn. About 150 linked to Venezuelan gangs like Tren de Aragua, per Fox. Buses rolled out, headed south. More flights planned late last night. How's it breaking? The Daily Caller's got some locals on board. Cook County Sheriff's Tom Dart told them, crime's been a headache. This helps. Ex-posts show folks glad to see action. But CNN's airing Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson. This isn't just felons, it's families too. NPR reports protests kicked off. Hundreds rallied downtown demanding a halt. The Washington Post says legal pushback's growing. Chicago's filed a suit, joining others claiming it's overreach. A Californian injunction still in play. This could widen that. The Blaze notes some residents back it, says enforcement's late. X is split. Half cheer the crackdown, half call it too much. This one's live. Courts and streets are heating up. What's your take? All right, here's a bold one. Trump shaking up immigration again. Fox News says he signed an executive order aiming to end automatic citizenship for kids born in the U.S. to non-citizen parents. He's calling it a fix for fairness, but it's already sparking a big debate. What's going on? The Associated Press reports the order, signed at 2 p.m. Monday, directs agencies to reinterpret the 14th Amendment, says it shouldn't cover kids of illegal immigrants or temporary visitors. Reuters says it's not law yet. Courts will decide. But Trump told reporters, we're closing a loophole. Citizenship's earned. The New York Times notes it's narrower than his campaign talk. No retroactive cuts, just future births. What's the reaction? The Daily Caller's got some saying it's overdue. Ties it to border security. Ex-posts show folks nodding. Why reward lawbreakers? A border official told Fox, this makes sense, aligns with intent. But CNN's airing rights groups like the ACLU. They're suing already, calling it unconstitutional. NPR has Representative Jamie Raskin. This is illegal. The 14th is clear. The Washington Post says it's a long shot. Supreme Court's upheld birthright since 1898. But Trump's testing it. X is buzzing. Some back the changes. Others say it's un-American. The Wall Street Journal notes legal scholars split. Could take years. Trump's not budging. Says it's big step one. But move? Big move or legal bust? All right, here's a fresh one close with President Trump's military moves in Yemen. They're under the spotlight again. Fox News says U.S. strikes on Houthi targets killed 12 people yesterday. Pentagon's confirming it after the rebels hit American ships in the Red Sea Sunday night. It's the fifth round this month, and it's kicking off some serious debate. What's the latest? The Associated Press reports the strikes hit at 2 p.m. Jets targeted missile and drone sites in Hodeidah after Houthis fired on Navy vessels early yesterday morning. Reuters says the Pentagon briefed. 12 dead, 8 rebels, 4 civilians, aiming to stop attacks on shipping lanes. Fox says Trump's take on X. We're keeping our people safe. The Wall Street Journal adds the Houthis fired back on Telegram, promising more strikes on U.S. targets. What's the split? The Blaze got some saying it's a must-do. Protect the sea. Retired general told them. You can't let drones fly free. Trade depends on this. Ex-posts show folks agreeing. Keep the routes open. But MSNBC's airing concerns. Analysts say civilian deaths could escalate things. One told them, this risks a wider war. NPR reports Yemeni locals saw homes hit. Could boost Houthi support. The Washington Post notes questions at the Pentagon briefing. Reporters pressed on civilian tolls. Got no clear answers yet. New York Times says it's a pattern. Strikes all month, but Houthis keep firing. X is mixed. Some back the hits, others worry it's pulling the U.S. deeper in. The Associated Press adds context. Biden's lighter touch gets blamed by some, missed by others. This one's got heat. Defense or danger? What's your call? Closing up the episode, the Venezuelan migrants tied to Trinidad Aragua, the gang Trump's been targeting, just got a lifeline from a federal judge. Fox News says Judge James Boasberg ruled that some of those deportees can appeal the removal under the Alien Enemies Act, the 1798 law Trump's using to ship them out fast. It's a twist in a heated legal battle, and both sides are gearing up. What's the deal? The Associated Press reports Boasberg's decision came after a Monday hearing. Migrants deported to El Salvador last week, alleged gang members, now have a shot to challenge their ousting. Trump invoked the Wartime Act to bypass normal immigration courts, sent over 260 to El Salvador's mega prison, including 137 under the act, per Reuters. Yesterday's ruling says those still in U.S. custody, about 50, per Fox, can appeal, arguing they're not gang-affiliated. The catch? Flights already landed, so it's mostly future cases in play. How'd this start? The Washington Post says it's tied to a March 15th proclamation. Trump called Trinidad Aragua an invasion, letting him deport without hearings. Last Saturday, Boasberg tried to block it, ordered planes turned back, but they landed anyway. Monday ruled that the act's use can't fully dodge judicial review. Migrants get a chance to prove they're not gang vermin, Trump claims. DOJ is appealing, per the New York Times, says courts can't touch this. What's the split? The Daily Caller's got Trump's team framing it as a win. Border Czar Tom Homan told Fox, we're still deporting threats. This just slows us. Ex posts show some backing that. Gangs out, no fuss. But CNN's airing the ACLU's angle. Lee Garnett said, these aren't all gangsters. Some are innocent and they deserve a say. NPR reports families of deportees, like one soccer player with a Real Madrid tattoo, claimingly mistaken identity. ISIS tattoo flags gang ties. The Washington Post notes the numbers. 3,950 deported since last week, 1,300 with records, but proof's murky for some. X is buzzing. Half say it's soft on crime, half call it a rights grab. The Wall Street Journal says Friday's hearings could widen this. Boasberg wants flight logs, might pull back more. Both sides are dug in. Security sweep or due process? Well, I appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed, stay balanced.